I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Herman?
Here.
Kalupa?
Here.
Brandenburg?
Here.
And absent, Councilmember Block and Bowman.
Okay, council, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve it as printed?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg?
Aye.
Herman?
Here, aye.
And Kalupa?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Mayor, all comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to your Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next item is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments from the public on city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the council? Okay. Seeing none, next item is consent agenda items 1, 2, and 3. Council, do you have any questions about the consent agenda?
Just one. On that resolution, for some reason you highlighted some dollars. Is that just...
I do that so that way when I go to do another resolution, I know what I have to change.
Okay, all right. You haven't done that. I haven't seen it that way before.
Okay, maybe I just printed it with color or something and then went with it.
Okay. No other questions?
Anybody else? Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Make a motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman?
Aye.
Kalupa?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is engineer's report. Item number 4, engineer report, Mike Janicek.
Prepared a report for everybody's review. Quite a few things on there. Happy to discuss any of them with you. Street patching project, probably most interested in that. We had a pre-con for Taylor Ridges, which is the seal coating, and they're going to be starting very soon. I was trying to get a better update today because they made it sound like it'd be a week. That was a week ago, so it should be any day now. They're going to be able to crank that out on Telegraph and East Main, the seal coating. And then Manats, we have a pre-con tomorrow morning at 10, and then I'll know better. And it sounded like they're going to get started in August too, but I'll know more after tomorrow's 10 a.m. meeting.
Perfect.
So hopefully it's all done in August. Maybe it slightly gets into September. Taylor Ridge is definitely going to be done in August. That's going to be like a 1 or 2 day thing, crank it out. They promised us, even if somebody comes while they're doing it, they would never have more than like a 5 minute wait. Even those trucks at the West End, yep, we were most worried about. We had a detailed discussion. We're feeling really confident because they can do 500 feet at a time, and it's a real quick operation where they're oiling and rocking right behind them, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling very confident that it's going to go smooth.
Well, as long as we know when it's happening and we get with Jim so that we can actually notify that trucking company, and then there's a concrete company that are the two biggest ones moving in and out of there all the time.
We do need to mark the potholes and the edging. Were you guys going to do that, or do you want me involved?
He said that he was going to come out and give us a call when he's going to look at
them. It should be any day now. I sent him an email today. He must have been busy. He didn't get back to me trying to get a little better update before tonight. But it's imminent. It'll happen very soon. Before the next meeting, I expect them to be done, and maybe even Manats. Or Manats is, they're doing BNC, so Manats is doing North Mississippi Mill overlay and some patches. And we were talking about adding another patch on Main that's like north of Casey, south of that apartment building. All of a sudden, we got a big bump that wasn't there a month ago. So,
I think
hot weather heaved that, I think.
I think when they're here to do that patching, we should make one more pass around just to make sure that we have everything covered.
Right.
Because I noticed the main one down here by 61, Tavern 61,
yep,
and then there's another one I can't remember if it's back this way or that way.
I think there's another one a little bit farther to
just
the
started,
west.
Yeah,
to the west.
A few near that intersection west. And so we've got a few by the main intersection.
Well, and I'm guessing they'll T&M those if we get with them. But while they're here, I think we ought to address that.
Yeah. There's some on South Mississippi, close to the edge of town. And there's some right by the intersection. I want to add that other one. But if we come up with some more, now's the time. We got a reasonable unit price. We can easily add it in. And so we talked about the one extra already.
I'm assuming your meeting tomorrow is with Harrington, Jeff Harrington?
Yes.
Manette's?
And Todd Powers is invited.
Correct.
But I know Harrington's definitely
Jeff will be there. Yeah. Okay.
And are they doing that after you get just over the overpass? That
yes.
One bad spot? Is that getting rock chipped there? Or
no.
Is that going to get asphalt?
So Manette's project is right where the concrete ends. Mill overlay to city limits, which is basically where one of the speed signs is, however many hundred feet that is.
Basically, in layman's terms, is where you go over the overpass and the concrete stops right there. They're going from there all the way to where the county put the new asphalt in.
That's what I was asking. Because that was one of my questions.
The asphalt.
Well, it's kind of
mill and overlay.
It's kind of affiliated with
that one that had.
Yeah,
it should have cracked.
That was the worst spot.
Well,
that's just mill and overlay.
County's doing it, right?
They'll get half that time. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
But I was kind of infuriated with Scott County over that deal because
that'll be mill overlay. So you're going to have an
asphalt all
the way. 2-inch mill overlay.
Yeah,
that'll be super smooth and great. And then the seal coating is telegraph in East Main, but North Mississippi is mill overlay.
Okay. And that hasn't been done since the highway, right?
What?
That section? Nothing's been done with that since the highway, right? So it lasted.
The section going north?
The section going north, yeah.
It
lasted. I mean, that was
same
that
as South Mississippi when they did all of Y-40.
But what the county did is they put that out for bid, but the county doesn't necessarily have to go to the local jurisdiction, which is us, and say, hey, we're doing this job, would you like to piggyback it? But that outfit that was out there doing the work said, gee, we wish we knew that you guys wanted to do this. We could have just made this one big project for them, but nobody informed them. So of course they did that small spot and then they left.
Which needed done, but.
But we needed, ours is worse than what that was.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you have any other questions about any of these other items, I'm happy to talk about any of them.
The Prairie Woods, can you kind of just hit a highlight on where we're at on that? And then the Hikens, what's that plat?
So are we talking about the Prairie Woods 5th plat? Are we talking about the Prairie Woods 3rd, lot 4? Okay, so that was the Pelsang thing where they were turning three large lots into six smaller lots so they could sell the units instead of, they must have been renting them before.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where we're at on that process, but I know they addressed my comments. I'm not sure if we're going to have a meeting or if we don't need a meeting.
We're going to have one more meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that, but I think they've addressed, and they were doing some condo class. They basically took care of everything, and I think I received everything I needed on that. So that's Pelsang.
Yeah, they got
and then Hikens, what was that one?
Hikens, that's the one with the bigger lot.
You know where Don Cousins
is? It's where Don Cousins' place is, behind Don Cousins.
Hikens is
TCI.
Fridley Park. Oh, that's the Fridley Park, yeah. So there's, by Fridley Park, there's a big lot there, and they're subdividing into three, like, 1 acre or something.
Oh, yeah.
Lots plus
or
yes.
Keeping the house there. The house is like on the remainder east half, and then the west half is maybe like 3 1-acre lots to put nice single family homes.
Okay.
It'll be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's already sewer and water over there, so they didn't have to do any improvements. And they were dedicating some right of way, like what's that road?
Moore Street.
Well,
yeah.
Moore goes down.
That street, they had never dedicated part of that right of way to the city. Because nothing had ever happened, so now that got dedicated to the city owning that right away.
Are we making to put sidewalks in?
That'll be a decision for the city council.
I thought we always did it during the subdivision process.
That'll be a discussion. When they pull a building permit, we're going to have to make a decision.
Well, once with all the new construction, the new sidewalks had to be put in.
Yeah.
Once they turn in their drawings or their plats or their plans, it'll have to include sidewalks.
Typically required.
Because like I said, with Black Bear and over Sawgrass.
Dolan subdivision and everything.
Yeah, it was all sidewalks.
Right.
Okay.
So, but when it's a sidewalk to nowhere, there's probably an argument and a discussion. We'll have to decide if there's
We don't have that here. We don't have arguments or discussions about negativity. We're positive role models here.
Okay. What's the Samson one too? What's
okay, so Samson was buying 0.8 acres south of him, that grass area east of the drive-in, and he is going to add a driveway from his property south to Main, and there's room on each side of the driveway, so in the future, he may build two storage buildings there to hold fencing equipment. And he submitted plans and a plat to my company. We reviewed it, gave him comments, they've addressed the comments, and I think the city attorney wants to look at it.
And the fire chief, yeah.
And the fire chief needs to look at it.
Okay. Do you have those plans?
I do. I think.
Well,
nobody's got them yet, Brian. Yeah, I figured that out. You're good, Mike. Nobody's got them yet. Once everything gets going on it, then we'll get plans for everyone to see.
It's between the drive-in and.
Yep. And what's
KB
the business?
Auto.
Yeah. Okay. Between there, there's like a grass strip, maybe 100 feet wider, plus or minus. And so he's buying 0.8 acres there and basically gaining access to the south of his property. And then he's also proposing in the future, not right now, it's like phase two. Phase one is build a driveway. Phase two is do some storage buildings for fencing equipment.
And then the geological studies that we heard him more on since we weren't satisfied with what was going on.
So we got a study from IMEG, and then they didn't like what they found, so they kind of disagreed with what team said. And they made some recommendations. Basically, they need to core out some of the bad material, bring rock in. So IMEG is working with the city to do testing so that they would tear out the material, test the subgrade, pass it before the rock gets put down. Once the rock gets put down, then they'll test that too before they'd ever pour a foundation. So that's the plan.
I think that's a good plan, rather than losing another house down there.
Right.
Yeah, I like doing the test, taking it down.
Testing. Yep.
Testing.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions for the engineer?
Thank you.
You can have a seat, sir, but I'd like you to stick around for a little bit.
Yeah, we've got another discussion later.
Okay. Next item is building commissioner report, item number 5.
How's Matt's these windows? I know they've been in doing a couple homes. I know we had one on I think my subdivision where I'm at. Oh, they've been doing good work. Any issues with Matt City that you're, since we had problems with them last year?
No, I mean, they're fine. This is all they get their stuff in and do what they're supposed to do. You know, that's the problem with those franchises. You know, they sell the job and then
subcontractors
come in and do it. And, you know, and they don't know that Mad City has kind of dropped the ball on getting all paperwork done. So.
Okay. And has Dolan gotten permits or whatever for all the townhouses yet? I know they've been over checking the roofs and stuff over there.
We had some problems with that one, but they're not going to do it. They got everything squared up now.
Good, okay. And then you have to stop work order because of everything, but it's what we just discussed.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, move on down to item number 6, status of Scott County's proposed joint jurisdiction road resurfacing project, fiscal 31.
I sent her an email last week and I have not heard nothing.
Is this on the project with the two roads that they want us to pay for?
Yeah. So
keep me posted on that, please.
She had not responded.
Huh?
Different one or the same?
No, it's Oak Lane, okay. South Oak Lane, and then it's the road that goes into Kimber Valley. It's 130th Street is what I call it.
But. And we actually had her here for a meeting and that this all worked out, but Jim's having a hard time getting a response from her.
Okay. Next item is Financial Assistance Grant, LMI application and bids.